are listening to the official Hitch Dives in Cape Town podcast, episode 14.
1-4.
Come on, kids.
Okay, so when we do this podcast every week, we write a list of topics that we're going to cover just before we start recording. And one of the topics this week, what you'll hear about all about this, but it was BYO meat, and that got auto-corrected to boy meat.
To boy meat. So we're going to talk to you about boy meat right after we talk to you about man kisses. So in our list, we have dinner, man kisses, Anna's boy meat, dress shopping, science, fun rail. So,
all right. So let's start with dinner. I was kind of bored in the middle of the week, so I said, like, let's have a middle of the week date night. Let's go out to dinner. We decided we were going to go to a restaurant in Bocap, which is the Malay Quarter. It's like an ethnic neighborhood of the Cape Malay people who are immigrants from Southeast Asian islands, including Malaysia, I assume. And they make this like very traditional Capetonian cuisine that we wanted to try out. So we went to the Bocap Kambuyi or Kambuis. I don't know how to pronounce things in Afrikaans, but that means Bocap Kitchen.
Yeah, it was real pretty. It was nice.
They
had a really pretty view.
Like the whole building is windows, so and it's up on a hill, so there's very beautiful view of Table Mountain and of the city.
Yeah, the city. Yeah, everything. So it looked really good.
And the food was good too. I had boboa tea, which is like a South African meatloaf with an egg topping. And Colin had sticky chicken, which was sweet barbecue chicken.
Yeah, it was barbecue chicken and French fries. Yeah. So I was really trying to be exotic in my order.
Yeah, Colin asked me to order for him, and I had done research, and I was like, well, I know I want to eat boboa tea. And I had gone so far as to email Regina, how do you pronounce boboa tea? And she told me, but I did not research for two people's meals. So when Colin was like, order for me, I was like, well, sticky chicken sounds delicious. So yeah. It's possibly not the most traditional thing on the menu, but still good, right?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, it was good, and it was a fun experience. And, you know, it was basically an empty restaurant,
when we walked in, who I assume was the owner, made the "did you make reservations" joke, and then he was like, "Oh, this guy over there will seat you," and he came up to us and he made the same joke. So they apparently love that joke.
It was an empty restaurant.
Because it was an empty restaurant.
Yeah, it's a good grandpa joke. So
yes, exactly. Okay, yeah. So but what happened before dinner, Colin?
Before dinner, well, you is Tarrant is your Tussie.
Okay.
No, I was picking Robin up after work, and when I was about to turn on the street that we live on, I called her, and I was like, come on, I'll be there in a minute. I got there, and I parked the car behind some taxis, like this taxi area, but I was just out of view of our place, and Robin was out there, and I was waiting, and I was like, why is it taking so long? I was like, what is going on? And Robin, meanwhile, while I'm waiting for you.
I was waiting for Colin. Because I came out and, you know, it takes a couple seconds or maybe even an entire minute to get down from our apartment because you have to take two elevators. And I got out there and I looked down the street to see if he was parked down the street, but I just didn't see his car. So then I was just waiting for him to drive by. And while I was waiting, a homeless guy approached me and asked for money. I foolishly broke rule number one of living in Cape Town, which is always have some small denomination of money on you. I didn't have any money on me at all because I had put the money that I had that day in my running clothes and forgot to put it back in my wallet. So I told the guy, I honestly have no money to give you. And he was like, well, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm waiting for my husband. And he's like, well, your husband will give me money. And I'm like, no, he won't. You have to leave me alone. You have to go ask someone else. And he's like, well, you live here? He's like, okay, well, I'll be back tomorrow and you'll give me money tomorrow. That really freaked me out. And he wouldn't go away. And then he started trying to sell me things. And I was like, you don't understand. I can't buy anything from you because I have no money. And finally, when I realized that Colin was parked down the street because I could feel my phone vibrating in my purse. I ran into the car and the guy ran after me and banged on the window and I just started crying. And like, I just felt so scared. It's like this combination of fear for me and just immense despair for this poor bastard. I just was inconsolably sobbing for a few minutes.
Yeah.
So I was like, Colin, just take me home. So he turned around and put us back in our parking garage. And then he got out of the car. Because as we were going into the parking garage, we saw the guy again asking for people driving into our parking garage for money. And I said, that's him. And Colin was like, you need to go park the car. And he slammed the door and he got out.
Got it all manly. It's all super manly.
So I drove up the 11 flights of parking garage to our parking spot while still crying and worrying about Colin.
Yeah.
And then
basically,
or meanwhile.
Do you remember the scene when Neo was dodging the bullets in the Matrix and he was fighting Miss Agent Smith? That was essentially what happened. Like, I got into this crazy fight with this guy, and I kicked his ass. It was awesome.
That's not what happened at all.
That is actually not what happened at all. That's actually a total lie and fabrication and half-truth slash zero truth. No, actually what happened, so I was super pissed off, right? Because someone made my wife cry. And so I saw him and I got out and I was like, I didn't really know what I was going to do. I mean, I obviously didn't want to fight him or anything. But this is like, it's a decrepit old man that's probably been begging, you know, his whole life or whatever. And yeah, I don't know. It just like breaks my heart, really. And so then I just went up to him and I was like, look, I was like, you were harassing my wife. And he was like, what? No, no. He was like, no, I just need money. And I was like, I'm not giving you money. I was like, my wife was on the other side of the building, the white girl. And I was like, you scared her. I was like, it's not okay. I was like, what you were doing is not okay. And I was like, you can't make people feel bad or to scare people to, you know, give you money. And he was like, no, I'm not scaring anyone. No, I would never do that. Like, he was like really defensive and nervous. And like, he was showing me his hands and like, he was missing fingers and stuff as well, like at various points in like the joint and stuff, or joints, I think. Anyway, so after like walking him away from our place and telling him that he was being mean to my wife and how it was not okay, and I was like, look, you see, you know my face. I was like, you asked me for money, but I was like, remember her face. I was like, you can't ask her for any. I was like, don't ask her for anything. And then we were walking near a restaurant, and I was like, come in here with me. And so he came in there with me, and I was like, what do you want to eat? And so I bought him dinner. So essentially, I bought him dinner for making Robin cry.
You bought him dinner because you're a mensch.
I am a mensch. No, And although I was, like, super pissed that, you know, he made Robin feel bad, I, like, said my piece, and then I was like, this guy's still hungry, and so I bought him dinner, you know, and he was really, really grateful for that, but I figured it would be better than yelling at someone and having them pissed off at Robin, really, you know, like, in the future.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you defending my honor or whatever.
Yeah, so he made Robin cry, so I bought him dinner. So homeless people, make my wife cry, I'll buy you dinner. Cute.
Okay. Oh, boy. Hopefully we don't have that many homeless listeners of the podcast.
So then we went, I guess on Saturday, we went, or Robin went dress shopping for...
My friend Ben is getting married next month. I'm going back to the States for this wedding, and I'm co-delivering one of the blessings at the wedding, and I really would like to look nice. I'd really like to look nice regardless, but feel extra obligation to have a nice dress for this wedding because I'm semi in it. And I've discovered that in South Africa, it's really hard to buy a nice dress. Most of the department stores only really carry, like, work dresses, you know, like, very, or, like, casual dresses.
Like sundress. There are a lot of nice sundresses.
Yeah, there were sundresses, but not really wedding-appropriate dresses. So then I was like, okay, well, I need to maybe go to a store that sells wedding dresses and prom dresses. But those were trashy disaster nightmares. And then I emailed my friend Carrington, who works in the fashion industry, and I was here in South Africa. And I was like, am I missing something? And she was like, no, you just, it's really hard to find a nice dress here. And she was like, what I recommend is buying something simple and then jazzing it up with accessories. And I was like, well, that's the opposite of how I like to do things. So I ordered a dress online, and here's hoping that it fits and looks nice in real life. Because I hate online shopping. It's the worst.
I like online shopping because then I don't have to talk to people. I just get it.
Yeah, so fashion in South Africa is a tricky thing. All right. And then let's talk about boy meat.
Boy meat. So there are multiple types of meat. There's man meat. There's
I love that man meat.
There's boy meat. There's girl meat. Okay.
Okay,
so one of my coworkers had invited some of us over for a barbecue slash grill. It was one of her roommate's birthdays. And at work, I said, this woman is from Australia. And I was like, oh, so, you know, what should Robin and I bring? You know, because we're used to when there's a barbecue, whatever, everyone just brings something and, you know, and
it all works
the main
out somehow.
Staples are provided. Well, she told me that, yeah, she's like, oh, just bring some beer, whatever, you know, whatever you want. And I was like, oh, okay. So we bought some beer and that was it. And we get there and they start brying, and the birthday girl comes up to us and was like, oh, so what did you guys bring? And we were like, oh, we brought beer, you know, people can have that. And she was like, oh, so what meat did you bring? We were like, what? We didn't bring meat? And she's like, oh, there's not enough. And we were like, oh, okay, we just had lunch, so that's totally fine. And it was just awkward.
It was super awkward. And also, it wasn't really totally fine, because that meant that we had beer for dinner, or I had beer for dinner, and I got too drunk, and I hurt my foot leaving the party, walking down the stairs. Although, honestly, with those stairs, I could have done that stone cold sober, because it's like a windy, narrow staircase covered in vines. But yeah, so I hurt my foot, so I've been hobbling around the house all day like a zombie, Colin said.
A zombie.
And then when we got home, because I was feeling spontaneous and stupid the way that you do when you have beer for dinner, I jumped in the pool wearing my favorite dress. So hopefully it survives the experience. It's a cotton dress, so it should.
You should.
You should.
Okay, pretending aside, so the barbecue itself was fun. It was nice hanging out with people.
Oh, yeah, we had a great time. I really enjoy Colin's coworkers, and I hadn't seen them in a while, so that was nice. We had a good time.
Yeah. And at one point, Robin was like, I'm going to embarrass Colin. Do you guys appreciate Colin? I was like, oh my God. I was like, Robin, shut up.
Yeah,
I'm so embarrassed.
I was like, this is the first time I've been drunk around you guys, so I'm just going to be like, you guys are lucky to have him in your lives. He's the best. He's the best human being you'll ever encounter.
Yeah, it was super awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. They didn't think it was
At
awkward.
Least I wasn't like, oh, this is the first time I've drunk around you guys. You know what? Colin's a fucking asshole. That would have been more awkward.
That would have been more awkward. And not true.
Yes, not true. You buy homeless guys dinner when they're mean to me.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. Homeless people, take note. Be mean to Robin. You will get free food. Oh, Kune.
Oh, Kune. All right. Well, I think that's it, right?
Yes, I don't know. That's about it. That's good.
Oh, and you did science.
I did some. Yeah, I did some science too this week, which is nice.
You finally got to do real experiments.
Yeah. So finally got all my supplies, and I'm like raring to go. So we'll figure out what those results are next week, and I'll figure out how to adjust the experiments to make them better.
And I hope that they're good results, because Colin screwed up something with one of his experiments and then had a million night terrors that night. So I'm guessing that if he gets results he doesn't like, I'm going to get kicked and punched in the middle of the night.
Kicked and punched.
And glasses will break.
So, yeah, so I think what we've learned from this podcast is that if you're homeless, harass my wife, get free food. If you go to a party, bring all your own supplies. Fuck, we should bring our own chairs. We should just how dare us sit on their chairs.
Rude.
don't trip on vines that are entangled. They're like vines and plants and shit all over the fucking steps. Like, it was,
if you're gonna have beer for dinner, don't do it at the top of a very difficult staircase.
Yeah. And if my science experiments don't go well, I should sleep on the couch.
So, no, I'll sleep on the couch.
I'll sleep on the couch.
Oh, Kuhn, I love you.
Love you too. Okay.
Yep. All right.
Kuhn, don't pretend.
We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Kisses and Kuhns.
I bet Zooey Deschanel would make a really twee zombie.
You say twee?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, that's so adorable. It would be adorable. It would be so twee. Like Tweety Bird.